الناس النار. It was asked that what will be the thing that will be most instrumental in entering people into Jahannam. فقال الفم والفرج رواه الترمذي. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that this mouth and this private parts. What is meant is this mouth is such a thing that it can cause a lot of fitna, it can cause a lot of problems, it can cause a lot of hardships. Like that, a person's akhlaq can be spoiled because of his mouth. Sometimes a person in his style, for example, he's a helpful person, he reads a lot of salat, he reads a lot of Quran, he goes for a lot of umrah, a lot of hajj, but he's not careful about what he speaks. He speaks anything, he makes ghibat of somebody, or sometimes he'll slander somebody, sometimes he'll use abusive language against his own staff, sometimes he'll be hard against people. So all that he is like, it's as though he's cancelling all the good deeds that he's doing with this bad mouth of his. So there Rasulullah is warning us, telling us that this will be the thing that most instrumental in entering people into Jahannam is his mouth. Be very careful. If a person has to speak, then he should speak. If he doesn't have to speak, then he shouldn't speak. He should calculate very carefully. Like how a person who wants to invest R1 million somewhere, he calculates very carefully that what will my returns be if I invest this money? What is the chance of me losing this money? What is those people that I'm investing with? What is their credibility? He's very careful before he'll part with that R1 million. So like that, when we speak, we have to be very careful. The speech of mine, what's going to be the end result of it? If I'm going to speak something, it's possible that I can break family ties forever. Oh, I can spoil my relationship with somebody, with my friend for 30 years, 40 years. I just wasn't careful at that moment and I blurted something. Well, sometimes it might not break the relationship, but what it will do, it will sour that relationship that was so good. Why? Because the person wasn't careful. And it's not worth it. For those few moments a person just wants to say something, it's not worth it. Actually, ulama explained, how should a person deal with the situation? Sometimes he hears that, you know, just get it off your chest and say what you want to say. But he's not looking at the consequences. The better thing to do is a person must focus his mind onto the ni'mat that Allah Pak has given. At that moment when he wants to get things off his chest, ulama say that he should focus on those things and those ni'mat that Allah Pak has given him. By him focusing on those ni'mat, he'll get more positive. And now after some time when he's positive, at that point now when he's positive, he must address those issues that he wanted to address when he was in that emotional state of his, those things that he wanted to get off his chest. Now when he's in a more positive, more relaxed, more composed mood, now he must address those issues. Well, then ulama explained, if a person still wants to go even one step further, one higher level, he must make sabr upon that, even at that stage. And now when he makes sabr at that stage, then he will taste the beauty of that sabr that he's making. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Sabr doesn't come, Allah Pak doesn't say that, Allah Pak doesn't give such a beautiful reward for a person that is patient. Normally with reward, Allah Pak will give a person Jannat, Allah Pak will give a person this, the person will get that. But when it comes with sabr, Allah Pak says, Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Person is getting Allah Pak at his side. Allah is with that person that is patient. So if he's got that courage and that strength, even now when he's in a more composed mood, even at that point he should make sabr, rather than just spilling everything that comes to his mouth and spoiling and not thinking of his the end result. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is described in the hadiths, tawilus samt. Tawilus samt means long periods of silence he would maintain, so that he doesn't say anything. To teach us also, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything he's saying was being inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his silence also was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to teach us that this is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that remain silent for long periods of time. If you're going to say something, let it be good, otherwise it's better for you to remain silent. The next thing Rasulullah said there was the private parts. Private parts is obvious. The people getting involved in zina, getting involved in nudity and nudity, etc. And all those things that lead to zina. So these are the things that will cause a person the most to enter into Jahannam. Today's hadith, one who called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Akmalul mu'mineena imana ahsanuhum khuluqa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the believers that are most perfect in faith, most perfect in faith, are those that are the best in akhlaq. Those that have the best character, they are the best or the most perfect in faith. وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the best of you are the best of you to his wives. So those people that are best to their wives, they are the best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person likes to be the best as far as the dunya is concerned. Person is told that you've got the best seat in aeroplane. How nice he feels. He told you've got the best view in Durban. He feels so nice. Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that the best person is that person who is the best to his wife. And this is not something that is very hard to get. At the same time, it is not something that is very hard to lose. So we should be very careful when it comes to wives. When it was the Hajjatul Wada, the last farewell Hajj, farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there it was just approximately about 3 months before he passed away. So now he was advising Sahaba in that farewell Hajj. He was giving him advice. And from amongst the many things that he could have said, there was just few things that he highlighted. And from the things that he highlighted, he said, اِتَّقُ اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَى. That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to your wives. فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. Because you have taken them in your marriage with the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ مِنْ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. And you have made them halal with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Imam was reading the khutbah there, and the contract that was being laid out there, so many times he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا. That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of nikah, these were the words that were being said, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have made them halal with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a small thing. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as the wives are concerned, and treat them well, because women are such that they are the weaker gender, they are the weaker generally. They can't take what they can't take retribution, or they can't get what they want in full. So sometimes they just make sabr. We're not realizing that in that marriage also we are the zalim, we're causing some type of oppression. So therefore we've got to be very, very careful. Inshallah, as we continue, we'll do more hadith. How people reach the stage of wilayat, means they became the walis of Allah, just by treating their wives well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.